Art has this incredible power to reveal uncomfortable truths, and nowhere is this more evident than in Goya's La Tauromaquia, a series that turns Spain's beloved bullfighting tradition into a mirror reflecting humanity's complex relationship with violence.
That's such an interesting perspective, especially considering when Goya created these works. Here he was, 70 years old, completely deaf, having just witnessed the horrors of the Peninsular War.
Well, what makes it even more fascinating is the timing. He had just finished The Disasters of War, which was so politically dangerous, he had to keep it hidden away. Ferdinand VII was back on the throne, and the whole country was in this state of, like, cultural whiplash.
So you're saying he chose bullfighting as a seemingly safe subject during this politically charged time?
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting. Instead of just creating a simple celebration of Spanish tradition, he produced these 33 etchings that are absolutely layered with complexity. The way he structures it is brilliant, starting with these almost documentary-style scenes of bullfighting's origins.
You know what fascinates me? The technical mastery he brings to these pieces. The way he uses aquatint and etching to capture that explosive movement in the ring.
Oh man, exactly. And what's wild is how he manages to make these scenes simultaneously beautiful and terrifying. Like in Plate 21, where he shows this bull charging into the Madrid crowd, it's this perfect capture of chaos and panic, but composed with such artistic precision.
Well, that's what makes it so powerful, isn't it? The way he refuses to look away from the violence while still acknowledging the cultural significance.
And here's something that really puts it in perspective. The series was a complete commercial failure when it was published in 1816. Like, only a handful of copies sold. The Spanish public, who'd just lived through years of actual warfare, just couldn't stomach even artistic representations of violence anymore.
So, if we think about where this sits in his career, between the disasters of war and the black paintings, it's almost like he's trying to process his trauma through this cultural lens.
Exactly. And what's really striking is how he uses the same technical mastery he employed to document war atrocities to capture this cultural spectacle. It's like he couldn't help but bring that darkness into even this traditional subject matter.
The way he shows both triumph and disaster, matadors being gored, picadors crushed beneath horses, it's pretty unflinching.
You know what's really significant? This was created when he was completely deaf, so he would have experienced bullfighting purely as a visual spectacle. That might explain why these images feel so intensely focused on movement and gesture.
That's such a compelling point about his perspective. How do you think this series speaks to modern audiences?
Well, I think it raises all these questions we're still wrestling with today, about how we process violence as entertainment, about the relationship between tradition and progress, about what we choose to celebrate as a society. Like, these aren't just historical artifacts. They're asking us to examine our own contradictions.
The complexity of his vision really was ahead of its time. He wasn't just documenting events. He was exploring the human condition itself.
And maybe that's the real legacy of La Tauromaquia, showing us that art doesn't have to choose between celebration and criticism. It can hold all these contradictions, just like human nature itself. Even in something as seemingly straightforward as bullfighting, Goya found ways to explore these deeper psychological and social tensions that we're still grappling with today.